Okay, everybody. So today's daf is daf Chav Gimel, and we're starting Chav Beis Amid Beis. The Mishnah says the Mishnah. We've had this halach already before. Echad bar harabim, ubi er harabim, ubi er hayachad, oislan pasim. Our parak, as you know, deals with the din of pase birois, that people in the midbar that were going oile regel needed to go and drink for themselves and lahabdul for their animals, and they needed to be able to draw water on Shabbos from the well. The problem is normally if you draw water from a well, the well usually has the dimensions of a Rishus Hayochit. If you take the water out and bring it to the surface, you're being Moitzi Merishus Hayochit Rishus Harabim, and therefore the Chachamim made a takana that you can put up these four dioimdin, these four posts in the four corners, and as long as the pirtz is not more than 10 amois or 13 and a third amois, according to Meir, according to Yehuda, Shalom Yisrael, you'll be able to go and draw water and have water on Shabbos. So now the question is, what happens if it wasn't a be'er of flowing water, natural well water, but rather it was a boir? Boir means a collection of water, a cistern, from, for instance, Meg Shamim. It rains frequently, especially during the winter, and therefore the water will get together in the boir. And is this only for Rabbim? What about for a Yachid? Says our Mishnah, says Rabbi Kiva, that in fact, for three of them we make Pasim, and for the fourth we don't. And that is, Echad Boir HaRabim, even though it's a Bar and not a Be'er, or a Be'er HaRabim, which is natural spring water, well water, or Be'er Yachid, and if you have a private Be'er of an individual, Oisel and Pasim, you can go and have these four Pasim Birois, and Kushav Yushim. Of the boy a yachid, if you have a yachid and it's a boy, there you cannot rely on pasi birois. There you got to make a full fledged normal mechitza gavoya yud tvach. What's the sport between mechalik between the boy a yachid and the boy harabim, the beir harabim? So Rashi says, as we've said in the Gemara already before, because if you're dealing with a boy hayachid, you got two strikes against you. Strike number one is, since it's a bar and not a be'er, after all of the animals drink and after all of the people drink, there may not be any water left. If it hasn't rained for the last couple of days, and especially during the summer in Eretz Yisrael, then the bar may be haboy reik, ein boy moyim. There's no water. But since people put up these pasi birois and Erev Shabbos, people will continue carrying on Shabbos. We don't want that chulila people be carrying on Shabbos, like we said in the Gemara the other day. Ein mayim, ein machitza. So therefore, a bar hayochid, you cannot use the pasiv erois. You have to have real bona fide machitzas. However, if you're talking about a boir harabim, there, if it dries out, you have what Rashi says, nidkri ahadodi. You have people reminding each other. In other words, somebody starts carrying. Yeah, uncle, you're not allowed to carry it Shabbos. Well, they're pasi birois, but don't you know the water dried up? Oh, I didn't know the water dried up, etc. Midkri adam. So that's why boir harabim is okay. Be'er harabim is certainly good, because be'er harabim you have both ma'alos. What are the both ma'alos? Number one, it's a be'er. Normally, it doesn't dry out because it's a well with constantly resupply of water. And number two, if chalila were to go and dry out, guess what? We got midkri adodi, you have people reminding one another. So therefore, boir rabim, beir rabim, beir yachid, all good, but bar yachid, you gotta have a regular machitz. Rav Yehuda ben Bava Oimer, Rav Yehuda ben Bava is much more machmir, and he says, ein oisim pasa el beir rabim bilvad, because by beir rabim you have both malice, like we said. Number one, the water typically doesn't drain, it doesn't dry out. And number two, because midkri adod, ulishar, and for all the three others, the boir harabim, the be'er harabim, I'm sorry, the be'er hayachid, and the boir hayachid, ulishar, oisin chagoira gavoya saratzvach. And for the others, you have to make a belt. What does that mean, you make a belt? So Rashi says at the end, hekif shel chavolim. What's a hekif shel chavolim? That's like we had in the previous perek, on the test Zion Amid days, where the Mishnah said that if you have a shayora makifin shloisha chavolim zela malamizeh, like we had the machitza grua, which was only Orev and not Shesiva Erev, just Orev. Oh, so Makif and Shloisha Chavolim, but Rashi, that's what we're talking about, Hekev Shel Chavolim, that you have to go and rely on the Machitza of the three levels of Chavolim with less than Lovet in between, and that'll be a good Machitza, certainly better than just Pasiv Birois, as these are tributed in Bava. The last Toisis all the way in the bottom, and this is one of those rare Toisis in where we're going to learn the entire Toisis from beginning to end. This Toisis is the last line. Chagoyra Pirush Mechitza. See, it looks like, no, it's three words together with the Dibra Maschil. It's three. Okay. Anyway, so the point is that the way Toisis is learning, he's learning that Rav Yehuda ben Bava agrees to Reb Akiva that you have to have a Mechitza. That's not enough to have the Hekif Chavolim, you have to have a proper machitza, a room and a room, 10 tvachim tor. Of course, it's a little bit difficult according to Toisis. Why did Rav Yehuda ben Bava change the Lashon? Here it said Oislein machitza, so Rav Yehuda ben Bava should also said Oislein machitza. Okay, anyway, is it ha'ar? The bottom line is, Machloikis, Tanakama, and Rav Yehuda ben Bava. How do we paskin? Says the Gemara Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halachak Rav Yehuda ben Bava. Which means only for Be'er HaRabim. However, we have now the same, the Omer Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, the same list of names. Lo'ihutru pasi birois el Be'er Mayim Chayim Bilvad. There were only matir pasi birois for Be'er Mayim Chayim. Now, L'choira, these two members are inconsistent. How are they inconsistent? Because the first Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Mishmul said Lach Rav Yehuda Ben Bava, and Rav Yehuda Ben Bava only allows for Be'er HaRabim. The second Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Mishmul sounds like even Be'er HaYachad. The important thing has got to be a Be'er. But he doesn't focus on Rabim or Yachad, so it would appear that even Yachad. So is there in fact a Stira? Says Imar, no. Utsricha. Both of them are consistent with one another, like the Gemara will explain. The Ashvina Lach Rav Yehuda ben Bava, if it would only tell us the first Lach Rav Yehuda ben Bava, have a minute de Rabim vafilim uchunasim. I would think that the focus of the first Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, that we pass Rav Yehuda ben Bava, the Iker focuses on the Rabim, not on the Be'er HaRabim. And the Emerson, even Mechunasin, is also good. Not that Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel are disagreeing or adding. They're interpreting Rav Yehuda ben Bava, that Rav Yehuda ben Bava's halach applies not only to Be'er HaRabim, but even to Boyer HaRabim. And when it says in the Mishnah, Be'er HaRabim, Lav Davk, it means even Boyer HaRabim. So you're asking if that's the case, by the Tony Be'er HaRabim, why did Rav Yehuda ben Bava use the expression Be'er HaRabim? Let him say Boyer HaRabim. After all, Boyer HaRabim is a bigger chiddush, that even though it might dry up, mid-kriya adodi, one reminds the other. It doesn't sound like that. Be'er Ram sounds only Be'er Ram. I'll tell you, V'haydi toni Be'er Ram lafukim in Rebbe Kiva. It comes to exclude Rebbe Kiva. What do you mean exclude Rebbe Kiva? Because Rebbe Kiva had said, even Be'er HaYachid, said Rebbe Yehuda ben Bava, no, you can't rely on a Yachid, because if you have a Yachid, you never know. If Chulila, the water dries up, he won't remind anyone, no one will remind him, and people might come to carry on Shabbos. And therefore, I might think, if I only had the first statement of Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, that the Lach Rav Yehuda ben Bava, that they hold that Rav Yehuda ben Bava said his halacha, both by Be'er HaRabim, as well as by Be'er HaYochid. Aha! So why did he go and refer to, both Be'er HaRabim and Boyer HaRabim. Both Be'er HaRabim and Boyer HaRabim. So why did he say Be'er HaRabim? Lefukim and Rebbe Kiva. Because since Rebbe Kiva said, even Be'er HaYachid, so he had to say a strong statement, no, not Be'er HaYachid, only Be'er HaRabim, but also, parenthetically, Boyer HaRabim. Kamash Malon, that's why we have to have the second Memra of Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda Mishmul, to a hutra pasi birois el de be'er mayim chayim taka, only a be'er and not to a boer. So by having the two, I know now for sure that they understood Rav Yehuda Mishmul to be saying only be'er harabim, and not boirera. I let him just say the second memra. The ashmin be'er mayim chayim alone have a min leishna the rab leishna the yachid. I would think be'er mayim chayim means anybody's be'er, whether it belongs to the rabbin or belongs to the yachid. The important thing it should be a be'er. That no, only be'er or rabbin. It's got to be rabbin and not yachid. So bottom line is, I need both memras of Rav Yosef and Yudam Shmuel. One to tell me that the ikker is be'er and not bar, and number two to tell me it's rabim and not yachid.
Was it very common that people had private wells?
The Gemara sounds like not that a person had a private well, as much as when people were going to be oyle regel to Yerushalayim, most people went together in a caravan. They went 20, 50, 100, 1,000 people together. But somebody always misses the plane or misses the train. And therefore, he is now traveling on his own. And he's coming to Shabbos, to the wilderness. There happens to be a well there. And he says, my behemoths, I ask them, please refrain from drinking anything from Friday afternoon until Matzah Shabbos, so we shouldn't have a problem. And the behemoths said, Aloi mitan aleph. The reason is because behemoths are behemoths. And therefore, they refuse to listen, refuse to cooperate. So this private individual had to put up his own pasibirois. Is that permissible? Says the Tanna Kamma, as long as it's a be'er, it's okay. If it's a bar, no good. Says the Yudim and Bava, I'm sorry. Next time, come 5 minutes earlier, don't miss the plane. Because in fact, only be'er harabim and not be'er hayach.
In a lot of neighborhoods in Yerushalayim, there's still many wells. That's their mark. I mean, it's amazing, like on the when during
Tashlit,
when they stand around, people stand around. It looks like it's just a plate on the ground. There's nothing. It's been known as a well for generations. Mm-hmm. You can't imagine there's water there, but there are wells all over these old neighborhoods.
Well, if there's a well, there's a way. Fine.
I mean, so. I doubt there's the water in most of them. But, like in my neighborhood, there are several pots. You see, hundreds of people go, but you can't imagine there's anything there. It's right in someone's courtyard or outside someone's house or outside a shul.
Okay.
Is there goldfish in there? They have fish?
You don't see water. You don't see anything.
Okay.
It's not a well like we imagine. It's just like a sewer, a plate, or something on the ground, or a marm. It's a dome. Yeah. There's nothing there.
The tzaddik b'munasa yechir.
I imagine there were many wells here. Like you say, in the old days, there were probably many, many wells. Active wells.
Getting to Daniel's case, where a person owned a private well at home, presumably they would not permit the pasei birois. Rather, if this happens to be part of his backyard or his front yard, he should put a proper machitzas. After all, this is not, once in a lifetime, oile regel, dire circumstance situation. If that's the way he lives, he has his own private well where everybody comes for tashlich. No, put up machitzas from all sides. You shouldn't have any problems. Anyway, on to the next mishnah. Look to Mishnah. The oid umra b'yudim and bava. We finished with the b'yudim and bava on the prior mishnah. In the prior Mishnah, and we start again mita v'oid, and I focus on this v'oid because the Gemara is going to focus on it as soon as we start the Gemara. Is v'oid and Rabbi Yudiman Bava another halacha? Hagina v'hakarfith shehein shivim ama v'shirayim al shivim ama v'shirayim hamukafos geder gavoya asura tvachim metaltalin b'soycha. What is Rabbi Yudiman Bava talking about? We are leaving now the parsha of Pasei Birois, at least briefly, and we're going into a parallel halacha of a gina and a karfif. A gina, as you know, is a garden. A karfif is a piece of land that typically people do not live on. Could be that this is something akin to wetlands. And if you want to go and carry in a karfif, since it's typically not mukaf ledira, you're only allowed to go and carry in a base society. Meaning, if you happen to live in a beautiful mansion or a beautiful castle, and your mansion goes 5 city blocks, it is huge, a huge palace, a huge castle. So then you can go and carry within the area of the home, even if it's a base koir, 5 koirim, 10 koirim, as we've had in the Mishnah back on Daf Yud Ches. However, if you've put up a big fence around a gina or karfeif, since it's not mukaf ledira, the maximum that you can go and carry is a base sosayim. You cannot go and carry a kar, or 2 kar, or 5, just a base sosayim, which of course is much smaller. And as we've had already several times over the last few days, sosayim kechotzer hamishkan, the chotzer hamishkan was 50 by 100, 50 by 100 is 5,000 square amos. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava tells us by the din of a karfif, if it was square. So if it's square and you wanted to cover 5,000 square amas, we're going to have to take the square root of 5,000. And the Mishnah already does that for us and tells us that the square root is 70 2/3. The shirai means 2/3. 70 2/3 times 70 2/3, if you go and take out your calculators, 70.66 times 70.66, you get to 4993 and change, but almost 4994, which is just a little bit less than 5,000 square amos. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, you want to be able to go and carry in your gina v'karfif, number one, the maximum shear that you can go and carry is up to a base of sign 5,000 square amos, or actually 4,994. Now, if you want to be able to carry, you have to have a few conditions. Condition number one is it's got to be gedig of ayasar tzvachim. Just because it's a base assignment, it's a karfet, that's not enough. You have to have machitzes. Number two, the metatul besoich. And number two, it has to have a shtikul shaykhis to a base dira. What means the shaykhis to a base dira? This is not mukaf ledira. However, it is attached in one shape or another to a dira. Ubavach yeheba shemera. Shemera is what we've had a few times, the borgenin. These are the small huts and shacks where the shomer used to sit, and that's why it's called a shemera. It's for the shomer to sit and to watch the fields. So, even though that is not a full-fledged base dira, it's only a dira la'avir we had in the Gemara, of a epsashtikula base dira it is. Or, if you have a base dira mamish attached to the zgina v'karfeth, in front of or in back of your dira, you have this empty piece of land which is not being used, or it's a gina, it's a nice garden. Okay, so it itself is not a base dira, but at least it's attached to a base dira. Oishitahei simucha le'ir. Simucha le'ir, says Rashi, since it's close to the city, it's close to his home, and therefore his mind is on using this gina v'karfeth on an ongoing basis, so that's also considered to be ashtikala kihuk of ledira dami. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says you have to have two conditions for a karfif and a gina. Number one, maximum base sasayim, and number two, it has to have certain indicia of being ashtikala base dira, connected to a base dira. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, this is not the same as Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, this is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, afilu ein ba ela bar v'shiach u'ma'ora metaltum besoicha. Rabbi Yehuda makes things a little bit lighter. You don't have to have a shemera beizdira or smucha le'ir, as long as you have a bor, a sheichem, or something in this gina of a karfif. So therefore, people will use it from time to time for water. It's not crystal clear, clean water, because it's not well water. It's bor. You have the make shamim. Okay. Best of igunish. It's good for the behemoth. So it's all to shtikl beizdira. Enough. Rabbi Kiva oimer, Rabbi Kiva.
Does he require a machitza?
Yes, he requires a mechitza. Rabbi Kiva is even more mekel. Rabbi Kiva oimer afilo ein ba'achas mikoleilu. You don't need to have the shemera, the beizdira, the smucha le'ir. You don't need the bar siyach ma'ara. All you need is the dimensions together, of course, with the mechitza. Afilo ein ba'achas mikoleilu. Metalto mesoich mavachi hei bo shivim am v'shirayim v'shivim am v'shirayim. Like the Tanakhama said, the maximum shir is kibbeis sasayim, the almost 5,000 square amas. So Rabbi Kiva is the most mekel of the three in our Mishnah. Now, by the way, as the Gemara is going to point out, we already discussed this briefly back on Daf Yud Ches Omid Aleph. Or in Yud Ches Omid Aleph, the Chachamim, the Gemara calls them the Chachamim, the Omrulai. If you want to look back on Daf Yud Ches just for one short second, at the top of the Omud, you had that Rabbi Yehuda was saying at the top, very top, second line, that when you have Pasi Birois, Rabbi Yehuda says you can only carry until Beis Sosayim. We hold even 5 kor and 10 kor. Rabbi Yehuda said at Beis Sosayim. So Omruloi, second line on top of Yud Ches Amar Aleph, Omruloi are, this is what we call the Tanakama. Loi Omru Beis Sosayim El Ginev Karfev. You want a Beis Sosayim only by Ginev Karfev. Abim Hoye Dir, Oy Sayer, Oy Mukta, Oy Chotzer, Dab Babam. Chameshes Karin or Asara Karin. So notice the Tanakhama says the same halacha of Gina Vakarfif Beis Sosayim. Notice too that the Tanakhama does not require anything else. He doesn't talk about a Shemera, he doesn't talk about a Beis Dira, he doesn't talk about a Bar Sichem Ora. All he says is Gina Vakarfif Beis Sosayim. And the Gemara is going to ask L'choy Rav Akiva of our Mishnah that doesn't require any accessory to a Beis Dira. All he requires is a Beis Sosayim. That's the same thing as the Tanakhama. Also on Daf Yud Ches, Gina Vakarfif is a Beis Sosayim. So Mitchum, I'm just introducing what the Gemara is going to ask in another few minutes. Continuing the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, this is 4 lines lower than the Aleph in the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Im Hoysa Orka Yasa Al Rachma Afilo Ama Achas Ein Metalt Lemetoycha. Rabbi Elazar says that if your Beis Sosayim had 1 amah more, Orka Yoiser Al Rachba, Ein Metaltel Mesoicha. As Rashi explains, that according to Rabbi Elazar, we don't talk about this square form of Gina Vakarfif of 70 by 70, or 70 and 2 thirds by 70 and 2 thirds. We allow it to be your normal Orka Yoiser Al Rachba, like the Beis Hamikdash, like the Mishkan, I should say, where the Mishkan was 50 by 100. So obviously that wasn't square, that was rectangular. Says Rabbi Elazar, rectangle is fine. Rectangle is fine, it doesn't have to be dafka square. However, if you're doing a rectangle, make sure you don't have even 1 amah more on the orech than on the roichav, even if it all adds up together to 5,000 square amas. So therefore, taking a simple example, which is not precise, if instead of 100 by 50, it was 101 by 49, you could do the math whether that adds up to 5,000 or not, or drop more or drop less. But the point is, if you did 101 by 49, no good, says Reb Lezer. Okay, now, I mentioned 101 and 49. I'm speaking according to the Maskonas HaGemara, that the Gemara is going to insert in Reb Lezer a few words. Because Reb Lezer at this point just says, Emhoisa, Orka Yes Al Rachba. So that could be like we learned until now. Instead of 70 and 2 thirds by 70 and 2 thirds, it's 71 and 2 thirds by 69 and 2 thirds. Right? It's not going to be exact, but you get the point. The point is that if it's just one more Orka Yes Al Rachba, 1 amah, no good. But imagine the Gemara is going to go and say we're not talking about 71 and 2 thirds and 69 and 2 thirds, but we're talking about 101 versus 49. Stay tuned for the Gemara Mitzvah shortly. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Afilo Orka Pishnayim Barachba. Oh, the 100 by 50. It's 2 times the width. Metalkel Mesoicha. You can go and carry. The implicit in Rabbi Yosi is, but if it's 101 by 49, you cannot carry. It's only if it's Orka Pishnayim Barachba, 100 times 50. But if it's one more, 101, no good. And the Gemara is going to say, hey, Reb Lezer, Reb Yosi, Amru Davarecha, they're both saying the same thing. So Mitchum again, let's wait for the Gemara in the Amud base. Amru Reb Yiloi, Shemati Mereb Lezer, shouldn't be Reb Lezer, no Reb Lezer, Afilahi Kibes Kor, V'chein Shemati Mimenu Anchi Chotzer, V'chein Shemati Mimenu something else. Reb Yiloi is now telling us that he was Mekabel from Reb Lezer 3 separate halachas. One halacha is the one that we're talking about, but then 2 more, as the Mishnah is going to tell. So the first one is that Reb Lezer said, by a gina v'karfif, you're allowed to carry v'afila yikibes kar. It's not just a din of a base sosayim like we've been learning so far this morning. Even a base kar you can go and carry in a gina v'karfif. Of course, that's a tremendous, tremendous kula. Everybody else is a base sosayim. V'chein Shemati Mimenu heard from Reb Lezer as well that Anchi Chotish Shachach Echan Lihen V'loi Irev They say also lahachlis lahoitzi loy avalehem mutter. What is this all about? On Erev Shabbos, you have five houses surrounding a chotzer. To be able to carry in the chotzer and Shabbos, since the chotzer belongs to all five, and the private residences only belong to each one individually, you have to make an eruv chatzeres, like we all do, like we all do in the country, or like people that rely on the eruvin in the metropolitan areas, they do an eruv there too. Now, in the good old days, when they made an eruv, it wasn't just you put up a tzuras of Pesach, or a lechi, or a koira, or a daltzais, or whatever tikkun you made. In addition to that, you also had to go and put away a pekel matzis. That's what we do today. We put away a pekel matzis, and one person has in zin to be mezake the pekel matzis on behalf of everybody. But in the good old days, you didn't go and put away a pekel matzis, but rather, everybody had to go and contribute something to the public basket. So one person would go from house to house on Erev Shabbos, and everybody, one put in a challah, and the other a bukel, and one a matzah, maybe somebody put in a piece of fish. But the point is that they went and put together food items for everyone, placed it all in the home of one individual in Yankel Smith's home, and it's as if all of them now had a temporary residence in Yankel Smith's home, and as a result, they were able to carry in this chotzer. Now what happens if they forgot to go and make an Erev Shabbos, or some people weren't around, they came late? You could be mevatel rishus on Shabbos itself, where a person makes a declaration, I, Beryl Smith, hereby am mevatel my house and my rishus to Yankel Smith. Yankel Smith, it's all yours. Okay, so what happens at that point? Says our Mishnah, it doesn't work 100%, but it helps 90%. What does that mean? Anshi chotish shoshach echad mehen v'lo irev. He didn't go and include himself in the Erev. He came late. He could. He was in the shower. He was in the mikveh. Whatever. He didn't include himself. So basically, osam al-hachzis al-hoitzi loy. His own private house, one of those five houses in this chotzer, he will not be able to go and take anything out of his house and take it into the chotzer, or from the chotzer into his house. It's in a sense, if you will, like a penalty. You didn't participate. Even if you're mevatel yirishus now on Shabbos, it's not going to help for you. Avalahem, but will help for them. What means for them? The other four people that live in this, around this chotzer, not only will they be able to go and carry from their homes into the chotzer, and the chotzer into their homes, they'll even be able to carry into that fifth guy's home, into Beryl Smith's home, the one that was mevatel rishus, but did not participate in the Erev. So he himself won't have the benefit of the Erev personally, but he can get the benefit of the Erev indirectly through the other people that live there. If you're saying, where do I take this from? So if you look at the Rashi says it very, very clearly. Rashi, it's, see where we started the Mishnah, it's parallel to where we started the Mishnah, about a quarter down the Omid. The next day, that fellow that had forgotten to participate in the Erev, he came late, he came in the Rashus, because after all, by the fact that he didn't contribute, then he asks on everybody. But now that he is mavatul rishusoi, they say also lahatus lahoitzi lechotzer litzar choi. Avolahem muter lahavi klei batein lebeisoi derechotzer. The others that live in that chotzer can go and take from their homes and bring it to his house. But he himself has no right to go and carry from his house out or from the chotzer in, because after all, he didn't participate in the Erev. He was mavatel rishus to them, so they can do everything, anything in the chotzer, but he cannot. Good, so that was halacha number two. Halacha number three, v'chein shemati imenu, something which is totally unrelated to our hilchos Erevin. Shiyoytzim bar kavlin bepesach. What happens in Pesach if you don't have any romaine lettuce, or you don't have any horseradish, the real McCoy, and you need morar, you can use our kavlin. Now you're wondering, what is our kavlin? So Rashi says it's a type of morar. Rashi says about halfway down, our kavlin, shei morar. But the Masoret Shas says is another girsa. Instead of our kavlin, it says akravlin. Akravlin means it is similar to an akrav. Akrav is a scorpion. So I thought the Maseres Shas was going to go and say that when you eat it, it feels the sting of the food feels like a scorpion bite or scorpion sting. But that's not how Rashi defines it. Rashi says that the yerek she'alin sheloi doi moisli akrav, that when it grows in the garden, grows in the field, you'll see that the structure and the formation of the leaves, that it looks like a scorpion. So it must have been kind of spooky. People probably didn't want to buy that. But nevertheless, Reb Elezer said you could use that as a murder substitute. Says now Rebbe Loiv, Chazati al kol Talmidav, I went and asked all of my fellow colleagues and Talmidim of Reb Elezer, but nobody else was willing to attest to these three limudim. So Reb Loiv on his own said, I heard it, but nobody else would agree. Okay. Zokti Mar, we start off the Mishnah, the Oid Amar Yudim and Baba. Zokti Mar, my Tana Diktana the Oid. Why do we start a Mishnah with V'oid? That's a very rare circumstance. So Eli Mishnah, the Tana Lechad Lechumra, Uktani Achriti, Mishnah Machik Tani V'oid. Very simple answer. The previous Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Beis Amid Beis that we started off our shir, Rabbi Yudim ben Bava says you can only make Pasi V'ois in the Eir Harabim, so that's a Chumra, right? Rabbi Kiva said you can go and do it for Be'er Rabim, Be'er Rabim, Be'er Yochim. Said Rabbi Yudim ben Bava, no, only Be'er Rabim, so that's a Chumra. And here too, Rabbi Yudim ben Bava makes a Chumra. He says you can only carry the Gin of a Karfif up to Shivim al Shivim, meaning Beis Susayim, and you have to have a Shemerim at the Beis Dira, Mitas Mukhali'ir. Okay, so these are Chumras. And therefore, so we have two Chumras, one the Gabi Hilchas Pasavi Rois, one the Gabi Kin of a Karfif, and that's why it says V'oit. Says the Gemara, is that true? Is that the reason? Rashi points out, these are two separate parashiyos. This is the din of Pasek Birois, and this is the din of Gin of a Karfif. Just because he has a Chumra in two unrelated cases, we're going to say V'oit. We had an identical situation with Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Back on the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches that we looked up about 5 minutes ago, the Rabbanan over there said that you can go and carry in a Pasi Berois up to 5 or 10 kar, and said Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's just like a Gin of a Karfif, you can only go and carry Beis Sosai. So that was one Chumrah. The Chumra back on Daf Yud Ches. And then the next Mishnah, not today's Mishnah, the Mishnah that we learned yesterday said, oh, by the way, if the Pasi Berois happens to be in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, in the middle of Broadway, said Rabbi Yehuda Yisalkenel et Stodim, make sure to push away the posts or the traffic so they too don't interfere with each other, because Osi Rabim Umavato Mechitzta. Oh, so you have two Chumras. Why, when we had the second Chumra of Rabbi Yehuda, when he said Yisalkenel et Stodim, why didn't he say the Oid of Rabbi Yehuda? Just like we said the Oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Freidim of Rabbi Yehuda Tani Lechon Lechumra Lechtani Achriti Veloiketani V'yoid. Everything I'll tell you why. Hosam Afsakur Rabbanim. Hocholi Afsakur Rabbanim. It depends. If it's a straight flow, one into the other, you add V'oid. But if you have a hefsek in between, you don't say v'oid. And back on Daf Yud Ches, after Rabbi Yehuda said that you can only carry in Pasi Birois, Beis Sosayim, so then we had Omrulai, said the Rabbanan, oh, no, we only said a Beis Sosayim legabi a Gina v'karfeif. But legabi Pasi Birois, you can go and carry even 5 kar, even 10 Beis kar. Oh, now we have a new halach of Rabbi Yehuda. And by the way, besides the amount of the, besides the sheer hekef, the area that you can go and carry for Pasi Berois, add another din, the location of Pasi Berois. Make sure that it doesn't get involved with the traffic, because Osiram Avatu Mechitzta. So since we had Afsakura Bonon, that's why we don't say V'oit. How can we have Afsakura Bonon? As we learned today's daf, right, we had Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava on the Amid Beis, and right after that, V'oid Amar Yehuda ben Bava. There was no hefsik, and that's why we say V'oid. Okay, that sounds like a very good reason. But Freik Tamar, V'lechel, V'afsikir, Abonim, V'lechtani, V'oid. Are you going to tell me that wherever the Rabbanan are mafsik, you don't say v'oid. It's got to be, it's all totally hefsik Rabbanan or not. But Rabbi Lezer, the sukkah, tafsiku Rabbanan utani v'oid. Well, what are we going to do about Masech the sukkah? Now, what does it say Masech the sukkah? So Rashi does us a big, big favor and quotes the Mishnah Masech the sukkah. You look at the last Rashi, not the last Rashi Mamish, but right before the wide lines in the Rashi down below. But Rabbi Lezer, the sukkah, that not. Reb Lezer, oime yud dalit tzudis chayiv odom lechol besukkah. On sukkahs, a person is mechuyiv to eat 14 tzudis. After all, sukkah is 7 days, excluding Shmini Atzeres, 7 days. Every day of Yom Tov, every day of the Chol HaMoed, every day people eat 2 meals. Of course, today a lot of people eat 3 meals, but in the good old days people ate principally 2 meals, a nice breakfast and a nice late lunch. And then for supper, they presumably had some dessert of some sort, just like in Eretz Yisrael today. In many places, the main meal is lunchtime, and for supper, they eat something small. So therefore, it's 2 meals a day. 2 times 7 is 14. The mitzvah to go and eat 14 meals is a blessing. So there's really no set number. The only time you have to eat in the sukkah is the first night. Otherwise, all the other 7 days, if you want to fast, or if you only want to eat potatoes, and you don't want to be kavei asud in a sukkah, you don't have to eat anything more than the first night. Oh, so the chum say, avor te mafsik by Reb Lezer. V'yayram Reb Lezer! Mishloi achal leili yom tevarishayin. What happens if you didn't eat the first night in the sukkah? Why not? It was pouring, it was raining, the person was sick, the person had the sniffles, it was corona, whatever it was, he didn't eat the first night. Okay, yashlim leili yom tevarishayin. He can go be mashlim on Leil Shemini Atzeres. After all, he holds you have to have 14 meals. So you have your 13 meals through Yontif, and the 14th one you'll do Tashlumin on Matzah Yontif, beginning of Shemini Atzeres. Aha. So now, notice it's Reb Lezer, and he says, V'oid, and the Chachamim went and were mafsik in between. Chachamim ain't the Dove Kitzvah. So you see that the fact that the Chachamim are mafsik, that's not a good reason to take away the V'oid. So Freit Yimara, how come over here by the two Reb Yehudas, we left out the void because of Sekur Rabbanon, and there in Sukkah we didn't leave out void, even though of Sekur Rabbanon. Everything in Marahasib and Miltehu the Absekur. There they were discussing the very issue that Reb Lezer raised. Reb Lezer says you have to have 14 Sudas in the Sukkah. Say the Chacham, no, it's not true. Ain't the Dover Kitzvah. Okay, void in Reb Lezer. If you missed the first night, be mashlim on Matzah Yontif. Ah, so there it's b'miltze, the chum, when they were mafsik, they addressed directly the halacha of Reb Lezer, not 14, only the first night. Halacha ben arkis by the two Reb Yehudas, b'miltze achriti afsikur, because the first Reb Yehuda said, pase birois, maximum, you have a beis osai. Say the Chacham, oh, Beis Asayim, it depends. If Zegina Vakarfif, then you're right, Beis Asayim. But if you're talking about a possibly rise, then you can go up to 5 kar, even 10 kar. Why did the Chacham introduce this gun Zegina Vakarfif in the first place? Ah, so they were mafsik the Miltzachriti. By the time we got back to the next Reb Yehuda, who talked about Yisalken and Litzdagim, I already forgot about the first Reb Yehuda because the Chacham brought up new topics in between. Therefore, says the Gemara, that's called the Hefsik, where you would not repeat the V'oid. In the case of Reb Yudim and Bava, since there was no Hefsik, and the case of Reb Lezer in Mesechtes Sukkah, where although there was a Hefsik, the Hefsik was in Yonoi, B'miltze Hudav Sukkah, therefore you can go and say V'oid. Fine. So now, continuing on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Reb Yudim Bava says, it's not enough 70 by 70, you also have to have Shemeira, Beis Dira, or Smucha L'ir. Reb Yehuda said, you don't have to have Shemeira, Beis Dira, you have to have a Shiach, a Bar Shiach Umara. Says Reb Kiva, you don't need anything. The important thing is 70 by 70 with a Machitza, and then you can carry. So if you want Reb Kiva, I'm Rafila, I'm Echa, Mikol, I'm with the Talk of the Sakha, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda, I know, Reb Akiva, I'm the Tanakama. That's the Tanakama of Daf Yud Ches. We're on Daf Yud Ches, which we looked up before a few minutes ago. Say the Chachamim, Loi Amru Beis Asayim Elegin of Lekarviv. But if you were talking about a case of a period, Loi Amru Beis Asayim Elegin of Lekarviv. So they didn't introduce over there by the Gin of Lekarviv that it has to have a Shemera, doesn't have to have a Bar Siachim Ora. just have to have base assigned gin of a karfeth, period. So the Chayyar B'Kiva and Tainakama is saying the same thing. Everything where Ikka Benayu Dovra Mu'at, the Nafkimina is going to be 0.006. What do you mean 0.006? The Sanya, Rabbi Yehuda Aimed Dovra Mu'at, Yesh Hashivim Amav Vishrayim, Velenosa Chachamim Boy Shir. What are you talking about? So remember Abesai. We said all along that the Shir of Gina and Karfith, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Pasi Birois, Beis Asayim. And we always know that Sasayim Kechotzer HaMishkan. Chotzer HaMishkan says, Befeirish in the Torah, the Gemara is going to bring the Pasuk in another two lines. The Shir was 100 by 50. 100 by 50 is 5,000. That's simple, simple arithmetic. Now, what happens if you didn't want a rectangle 100 by 50? You wanted to have a square, so they have to take the square root of 5,000. What's the square root of 5,000? It's 70.68 or 69 or 6777 or something like that. Says, therefore, Rebbe Kiva in the Mishnah, oh, instead of making a rectangle, you can make a square of 70 and 2 thirds by 70 and 2 thirds. But now, Rebbe Isai, take out your calculators, go and do 70.66 by 70.66, and guess what? You're going to come out to 4993.863 or 836. So let's go and round up that 836 and make it 4994. But it's only 4994, it's not 5,000. That's the nafkimina between the two. Since the Chachamim back on Daf Yud Ches said, Li'omu Beis Sosayim means 5,000 square amas, like the Chatzir HaMishkan. But Rabbi Kiva didn't say that over here. Rabbi Kiva said in our Mishnah, after the Ein Ba'achas Mikol Eilu Metalklet, Luvad Sheheba Shivim Amav Veshirayim Al Shivim Amav Veshirayim. Rabbi Kiva requires for a karfif or a gina that it be a square, not be a rectangle. And if it's a square, the dimensions are 70 and 2 thirds by 70 and 2 thirds. That's a little bit less than 5,000. Correct. That's the machloikis. Where according to the Rabbanan and Daf Yud Ches, you have a full 5,000. And according to Rabbi Kiva, you only have 4,994. Square amas. Now, why would there be a requirement that it has to dafka be square? Who cares? It's square, it's rectangle, and it's 5,000. What was the nafkimina? We'll see that in another moment. But just finishing off the Braisa, the Kama Shir Sasayim, what is the Shir of a Beis Sasayim? Kechotzer HaMishkan. Like we know, Chotzer HaMishkan, 100 by 50. Pregdim HaMenon Emili. How do I know that there is an Inyan, according to Rabbi Kiva, and the Chayr, the same thing, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava, in our Mishnah, as well as Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, all of them talk about the same thing, about having 70 and 2 thirds by 70 and 2 thirds. Where do they take this from? It says, well, I'll tell you where they take it from. It says, by the Chotzer, Oyrech HaChotzer Mei Ba'ama, V'roichev Chamishim Ba'Chamishim. The Oyrech HaChotzer, the length was 100. The Roich of the width was 50. Now, there's one obvious question here. Why does the Torah repeat the word Ba'Chamishim? It should just say, Oyrech HaChotzer Mei Ba'ama, V'roichev Chamishim. This is the Chamishim Ba'Chamishim. Ah, Omra Teira. The Torah says that if you are making a machitza around a gina v'karfiv, toil chamishim v'savev chamishim. Take the second chamishim and circle it around or enclose the original chamishim. And if you do that, then you're going to get to 70 and 2 thirds. Now, exactly how you do toil chamishim v'savev chamishim, there's a lengthy Rashi over here. What Rashi says, bekitzur, is take, you start off with 50 by 50. In other words, we had originally 100 by 50. But we want to go and square what we had until now was a rectangle. Okay, today, of course, as we discussed, you would take the square root. Most calculators have a button for square root, and you'd figure out the square root of 5,000 is 70.6768, 697, whatever, when you get the number 5,000. But that's not the way they did it in the times of Chazal, because they didn't have computers and calculators, and apparently they also didn't know this square root formula that we have. But what is the formula then? So take the extra 50, right? Instead of 50 by 100, leave over 50 by 50, and take the other 50 by 50, and take that and cut it into five, Rashi says five strips, five ritzuis. Now if you take five ritzuis, and for those of you that have the Art Scroll Gemara, mine has a very nice picture over here, where they took the extra 50, and they cut it into 5 strips, and you take 4 of those strips, and surround the 50 by 50, putting one strip of 10 by 50 on the top, 10 by 50 on the right, 10 by 50 on the left, 10 by 50 on the bottom, and therefore you've now used up 40 out of the 50. 40 by 50 out of the 50 by 50. But by doing that, if you look in the picture, assuming that you have such a picture, what you do is you have now a shaded area around the original 50 by 50, but you're missing the corners. Why are you missing the corners? Because when you put your 10 by 50, then it only corresponds to your existing 50 by 50, but it doesn't contain the corner. I don't know if everybody has a picture, so if you don't, I'll try to show it to you. Hopefully you can see it here on the Zoom. You see how you added the shaded area around the blank area, the white area in the middle, and you see on the right-hand side or the left-hand side, you see how you took 50 and you divide them into 5 strips. 4 shaded areas we've used already. We're left now with that remaining unshaded area of 10 by 50. We're going to take that 10 by 50 and we're going to divide that up as well into 5 shtikalach. 4 shtikalach we're going to go and use to fill up the 4 corners. And then we're going to have left over 10 by 10. That 10 by 10, that's what we're going to subdivide it into the 2/3 by 2/3. Anyway, that's the lengthy Rashi over here that goes through these algebraic calculations. So that's what the Torah tells us. By saying Hamishim v'Hamishim, it's telling us the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos, since you know that Hilchos Shabbos we learn from the Hilchos HaMishkan. Okay, so just like the Mishkan was 50 by 50 plus another 50 by 50, we take that extra 50 by 50, Tol Hamishim v'Sabev Hamishim, and put it around, surround the original Hamishim, and then you're going to come to a Cheshbon of 70 2/3 by 70 2/3. Rashi Tosis points out that this is an asmachta, this is obviously not the Pashup Chan in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk doesn't say anything about the Gina Vakarf, if you're supposed to go and make 70 by 70, so it's an asmachta. But now says Yimar Bapash the Kroah Bamaiksiv, but Lamaisa, if I'm learning with Chedi Yingluch, and we're learning the Pasuk Hamishim Hamishim, what am I going to start telling him? You take the extra Hamishim and you make from that a Gina Vakarf, Metamachitza from square, and 70 2/3. What's a Pashup Chan? Omer by the Pashup Chan is Hamid Mishkan al Sfas Hamishim, Kideshi Hamishim Amma Lefonov, Vyesim Amma Lechol Ruach Veruach. So this is much, much simpler. Here too, a picture is worth 1,000 words. What we're talking about is, again, that the entire Mishkan, the entire Chotzer Mishkan was 100 by 50. The Mishkan itself was 30 by 10. How do I know that the Mishkan was 30 by 10? So the Torah tells us because you had 20 krushim on the side, and you had 6 to 8 krushim in the back, and the width of each one of the krushim is 1.5, so 20 times 1.5 gives you 30, and then if you have in the back, you have 8 krushim, 6 of which were 1.5, 2 of which were 1 each. Anyway, you get to a cheshbon of 30 by 10. So if you have 30 by 10, and you have this much wider region of the 100 by 50, where do you go and place the Mishkan in this larger area of 100 by 50? Says the Torah, place it at the 50 Amma line. Not the 50 yard line, but the 50 Amma line. So you take your front of the Mishkan, where you would enter into the Mishkan, put that front part smack middle of the Chotzer at the 50 Amma line. What we'll have now is in front of the Mishkan, you'll have an empty area of 50 Ammas. It's not totally empty, because you have there the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, where they brought the Karbonis every day. Maskim. But at least you didn't have Mishkan, you had a Chotzer of 50 by 50, ear space in front of the Mishkan, where you have to have the Mizbeach. Fine. Now, since the Mishkan itself is now 30 by 10, in back of the Kodesh Kadoshim of the Mishkan, the whole Mishkan was only 30, but I got 50 left, so 50 minus 30 means that there's going to be a space of area 20 amos in back of the Kodesh Kadoshim till you hit the back wall of the Chatzah. That's 20 amos. And since the width of the Mishkan is 10 amos, and the width of the Chatzah is 50 amos, split it up, 20 on the right, 20 on the left, and the Mishkan is in the middle. And that's why the Gemara says go and hamid mishkan al svas chamishim, put the mishkan on the 50 amma line, kedei she chamishim amma lefonav, so you have the 50 ear space of 50 by 50 empty ear space, with the exception of the mizbeach, in front of the mishkan, the yesam amma lechol ruach v'ruach, and now we have 20 in the back, 20 on the right, 20 on the left, and shalom al Yisrael, everything is fine. Rashi points out that there is a slight, I wouldn't say inaccuracy, but imprecision here, because although the halal ha-mishkan was 10 wide, if you add the walls of the mishkan, the thickness of the koreshin, it's really 12 wide. And if you have 12 wide, then you don't have 20 and 20. So Rashi says that the 20 on the right and 20 on the left includes within it one amma of wall of the mishkan, because we were measuring from the halal, we were not measuring from the walls. So yes, you have 10 halal in the middle, 20 to the right, including one wall, 20 to the left, including the other wall. Fine. So Gemara Baita. Send the Mishnah Blazer Imam Hoysa Orka Yoisrael Rachba, even one amma. So again, when we learned the Mishnah, we explained Poshup Shat means instead of 70 by 70, it was 71 by 69. No good. That if the oirich was more than the roich of by shnayim, in other words, 100 by 50, like the mishkan itself, it was afilu ama achas more. So it wasn't 100 by 50, it's 101 by 49, even if it all adds up to, or if it multiplies up to 5,000. But it wasn't 100 by 50, it was 101 by 49. You cannot go and carry in that area. It is a chastira. Our Mishnah says, Im hoisa orka yoisa rochba one amma. Here it says, Im hoisa orka yasal pishnaim berocha fila amachas. Rabbi Barabai kitanan masnisin yasal pishnaim berocha batanan. Even though it doesn't say that clearly in the Mishnah, either that's the way you have to learn it, or that's the way you have to amend the Mishnah, that it really means, like the Braisa says, Orka yes al pishnayim berachba. Feitimar hachi ani Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says the same thing. Right? If you go back to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef says on the Yomad Aleph, afila orka pishnayim berachba. Metalton the saicha. So even if it's 2 by 1, it's good. Mashma. But if it's going to be an amma more, an amma less, no good. So Rabbi Yosef is saying the same thing as Rabbi Lazar. What's the machloikis? This requirement of taking the rectangular base sasayim of the Mishkan and requiring chamishim ba chamishim to make it into a square. Is there an inyan in it or not? So Reb Lezer in our Mishnah says you can make it 2 by 1, and l'chatchila there is no din of ribua. Make it 2 by 1, meaning 100 by 50, just like in the Mishkan. I, Reb Lezer, disagree with halach of chamishim b'chamishim, that saveiv oisa chamishim, that you have to make him the square. Forget about it. But be careful that when you're doing it 2 by 1, in other words, 100 by 50, it shouldn't be 101 by 49. Masha enkein, Reb Yosi said, l'chatchila, you should make it ribua, you should make it into a square. However, if you made it 100 by 50, it's also kosher, but make sure it's not 101 by 49. And that's why Rashi points out the Lashon of the Mishnah. Reb Yosi Oimer, Reb Yosi says, afilu orka pishnayim berachva. Because l'chatchila, you shouldn't make it 2 by 1. L'chatchila, you should make it square. We learn chamishim b'chamishim. But if you didn't, afilu orka pishnayim is also good. But make sure it's tak 100 by 50 and not 101 by 49. So, bottom line, what's the machlokes then between Reb Lezer and Reb Yosi? Reb Lezer says there is no inyan of lechatchila a square, and Reb Yosi says, yes, lechatchila should be a square. But both of them agree that b'diavad, if it's not a square, it's rectangular, also good. But make sure not an amma more or less, exactly 100 by 50. So, do you want to write Reb Yosi Oimer? Reb Yosi said the Mishnah, like we just quoted. Itmar Omer Yosef, Omer Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Same lineup as we had before. Halacha kereb Yosi. We pass them like Reb Yosi, even 2 by 1, and make sure it's not an amma more than that. And you don't need a square. Rabbi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now this is already not Rav Yosef Amar Yehuda, but Rabbi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Halacha Kirav Akiva. We pass on like Rav Akiva. And what did Rav Akiva say in the Mishnah? That you don't have to have it mukaf ledira by the gin of a karfif. You don't have to have a shemera. You don't have to have a beistira. You don't have to have some chalir. You don't have to bar siyachem ara. It's kusha just on its own. Like the Tanakama daf on daf yudches. What's the difference between the Tanakama and Rav Akiva? Like we said before, the dover muat, the difference between 5,000 and the 4994. Okay, zayigut. But lemaisa, how can you pass them both like Rav Yosi and like Rav Akiva? After all, Rav Yosi says that lechatchila. Rav Yosi says you don't need that it should be square. Rav Akiva lechayy said that it should be square. Because that was the lashon of Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Afil Ein Ba Achas Mikol Eilam Etalklin, Ulbavad Shehei Ba Shivim Amma Vishirayim, Al Shivim Amma Vishirayim. Sounds like Rabbi Kiva is makbid on square. Rabbi Yosi is not makbid on square. How could Allah be like both of them? So Elamai, you're going to tell me it's a machlokes between Rav Yosef B'Shem Rav Yudah Mishmuel and Rabbi B'Shem Rav Yudah Mishmuel. But the Gemara does not want to make a machlokes. Sholem al Yisrael, and it says Uchavai Lekula. Both of them, we pass the taka like both, like Rabbi Yosi and like Rabbi Kiva, and we take the kula of each one. The one means we take the kula of each one. We take the kula of Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi says, you do not need meruba. Yes, I, Rabbi Yosi, hold the chatchila. You should have ribua, but afilu, even if it wasn't ribua, even if it was 100 by 50, also good. So that's a kula. Rabbi Kiva doesn't agree with that kula. Rabbi Kiva said, if it's shivim by shivim. So, that's one kula. And we also have another kula, the kula of Rabbi Kiva, that you don't need mukefes ledira. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says you have to have mukef ledira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Loi says you have to have mukef ledira. But Rabbi Kiva says you don't need that. So you have now two kulas. So three. The Ashmin Allah, Rabbi Yosi, you have a mina ad the ikashim meira ibeis dira. Fine, the look like Rabbi Yosi, you don't need a square. You can do a rectangle. But you got to have at least a Shemera Beis Dira like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Or maybe a Bar V'Sich Umara like the other Rabbi Yehuda. Kamash Min Aloch Rabbi Kiva, no, you don't need anything. V'yash Min Aloch Rabbi Kiva have a minute door of a cotton light. Because Rabbi Kiva says very clearly, it's got to be Shivim Al Shivim, Shivim Shirayim, Shivim Shirayim. So therefore 100 by 50 is no good. Kamash Min Aloch Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we have both coolers. Number one, it doesn't have to be square. It can even be rectangular. And number two, you don't have to have any indications of a base tira. It doesn't have to shemera, it doesn't have base tira, it doesn't have to be samach le'ir, it doesn't have baris yechamara. You have both kulis to be able to carry base sasayim within the gina of the karif. Okay, noch a shtickle. We're going to start the shtickle, but we're really not going to finish it because it goes into the Amud Aleph. And we'll start at karifith, says the Gemara. Karifith shil yoyisim base sasayim, shehok of ledira. You have a karfif, which we already said on the Amud Aleph, the maximum you can go and carry in the karfif agina is a base asayim, right? According to everybody, whether it's 5,000 square amis, whether it's 4994, but you can only carry in a karfif when the karfif is more than a base asayim, right? L'chadchila, when you made the hekif around it, you made it 3 saw, 4 saw. Shokav ledira, and it was mukav ledira. If it's mukav ledira, then you're allowed to have more than a base assigned. The whole union of the union of a car, because it was not mukav ledira, it was mukav ledira. They put a whole fence around it, and it was the backyard, the front yard, whatever, of my house, and therefore I'm using it mukav ledira. Nizra ruboy harihu kigina. What happens if in this karfif I started planting a garden, and the garden was roiv of this karfif, then it has the status of the gina, the osur. And you won't be able to go and carry now within this karfif. The reason why you won't be able to carry now in this karfif is because you've destroyed the hook of the dira by making a gina in it. Meaning, hook of the dira means that you're using it for purposes of your home. You're using it for storage. You park your car there, or your horses, or your bicycles. You have your laundromat over there. All of your tub and the cleaning board, the laundry board, all of that type of stuff is out there in your karfif. And now it's hook of the dira for that purpose. And now nizruba, now you've planted it with crops. which means people won't even be able to walk over there because Roivid is planted. You now lose the right to carry. Not only do you lose the right to carry in that area of the Gina, but even in the extra piece which is still empty, you lose the right, because Rashi says there's a din of Rubai Kikulai, the whole thing is now no longer considered Mukal Tadira, and you lost your right to carry. However, not the Rubai, if instead of planting vegetables or greenery, you planted trees, then it's okay. And Rashi says a very, very simple svara, because people like trees. Why do they like trees? Because if it's a hot day, particularly in Yerushalayim, like Steve tells us, it's very hot, you can go and walk under the trees and you get the benefit of the shade. So adding the trees to your karfif doesn't cut down on the livability in the Beis Dira. It enhances the Beis Dira, because now you can invite all of your friends and say, don't worry about Corona, you don't have to eat in the dining room, we're going to eat outside. But it's so hot outside. No, we have delicious shade, it's wonderful under the shade of the trees. Oh, that's a different story. So therefore you're enhancing it, and has a din of a chatzer, umater yalat. And Igmar explains, Nizra Rubai. We said Nizra Rubai, Hariu Kigina v'asa. Amar Avuna b'Revi Shuli, Amaran Elis, Yoisum v'Beis Asayim. That's Dafka, that the original Karfif had more than Beis Asayim, and he went and planted Roiv al Beis Asayim. If it was Beis Asayim altogether, then it's mutter, then it's alright. Why is it alright? If he planted a Beis Asayim, and there's that other empty space, which the Rashi calls a chotzer, doesn't that interfere one with the other? You have a gina mit a chotzer, it should be awesome. Says Yomar Kiman Krib Shimon Ditnan, Rib Shimon Oimer Echad Gagas, Echad Chatzeres, Echad Karfifois. And the Gemara leaves out Echad Ginois. All the Rishus Acha saying the Kim Shishavs of Besoychon, like the Kim Shishavs of Betoychabais. We had this Rib Shimon already earlier. The Rib Shimon says that anything which is not a Dira itself, it's all of these adjuncts of a Dira. You have your Gag, you have your Chotzer, you have your Karfit. All of them are considered to be like one big Rishus. And so therefore, even though part of your Rishus over here, your Karfit, you've made into a Gina, the rest of it is a Chotzer, not a problem. Gina and Chotzer, Karfit and Chotzer, they get together, they're all like one. And therefore, the Reb Shimon Nami, Kivin de Nizra Ruboy, so that period. So therefore, the Gemara is telling us is that according to Reb Shimon, you would be able to carry if the amount of space that was planted was not Yoisim Vesasayim, but a Besasayim. If it's Yoisim Vesasayim, no good. If it's a Besasayim, then everybody would agree, according to Reb Shimon, that it's Mutter, you would be able to go and carry. Fretimor Reb Shimon Amikim, then there's a Rubai. Havi Hahu Miuta, Botale the Gabi Ruba, Fabli Karfif Yoisim Vesasayim, the Osur. Says Imar, I don't understand why you're making this distinction between Yoisim Beis Asayim or Beis Asayim. Once it's Nizra Rubai, whatever's left over is the Miut, Rubai Kikulai, and therefore the Miut becomes Balta to the right, and now the Karfif, which is Yoisim Beis Asayim, should be Asur. So even though you've only planted a Beis Asayim, and you've left over a non-Beis Asayim, like a Beis Saw, why don't they all get together, and we have now more than a Beis Asayim, and you shouldn't be able to go and carry Bikulei. Mi'at Hashem will continue on this tomorrow. In the meantime, everybody, any questions?
No, let's take a case like Riverside Park in Manhattan.
Yes.
And there's closed kids' playground.
Right.
Is that considered to be fall under this category of a car prop?
Would a playground, in other words, you'd be able to carry there?
Yeah, no, it's not Mukaf the Gira, but it's enclosed.
So the question is whether that would be a case of a Karfif, whether or not you'd be able to carry if it's a Beis Asayim or less. It's a good question. You'd have to
actually
ask.
Actually, it is Mukaf the Gira now, because a lot of people are living there, even though they shouldn't be, so.
Okay, I don't think that's what Brother Shai had in mind, but gotcha. Anyway, bottom line is, I think you'd have to ask a competent Orthodox rabbi that you can rely on, that is a Bucky and Hilchas Erevin, to tell you all of that.
But generally, we're talking about a karfif which is adjacent to a you don't have people living there, but it has to be adjacent to a dira. It has to be owned, it has to be privately owned.
According to Rabbi Yehuda Mibova, it has to be adjacent to a dira, have a shemeira, beis dira, teismucha le'ir, etc. Most karfas today are empty property, uncultivated. You have maps of various Erevin in different communities. They will often put a circle around the karfas and says, this is a karfas. So there was nobody lives there. It's not a house. It's not a street. It's not a pedestrian walkway. It's just a karfas, which is an enclosed area where there's nothing, just things are growing wild and there's no development, nothing. Anyway, I have a beautiful day, Rabbi Isai.
He's still a private owner.
I'm sorry, it could be owned by a private individual. It doesn't have to be hefker to the rabbi. It can be owned by a private person. Right. Correct.
And you can carry there?
You can carry if it is surrounded by a mechitza on all sides, and if it's a beis sosayim or less. Okay? Okay, Rabbi Isai, Zadke Bench, have a wonderful day. And Yet Shem, 8:05 tomorrow morning. Sorry for my delay this morning. Kol Tov Biwa.
Thank you.
Kol Tov.
Oh, we have the shear for Shabbos.
Oh, beautiful. That's great news.
We do not have a shear for the following Shabbos.
Okay.
We have a shear for Shabbos. Shai Yellen found it. I'll review with you every week as we go forward what we have, what we don't.
I appreciate it. I thank you very, very much.
Well,
have a good day. Good day, Robert. How are things in London? I can't hear you. You're on mute, Robert.
Yesterday you mentioned about the lefty.